AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Republicans have another victory in the House, Don Bacon winning Nebraska's second congressional district. That puts the GOP at 212 seats, 218 needed for control. Meantime, Ed Donohue has more Democratic reaction to Tuesday's Election Day losses.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz says he is hoping for a brighter future. Speaking in St. Paul, Minnesota, Walz says it's hard to lose.
It's hard to understand while so many of our fellow citizens, people that we have fought so long and hard for, wound up choosing the other path.
Walz says it's hard to see what that path looks like over the next 4 years.
Even in the face of defeat and deep disappointment, I've never felt more inspired. I've never felt more motivated. I've never felt more fired up of what's possible in this country.
The Minnesota governor says he hopes the Trump administration keeps their promise to leave things up to states.
But the moment they try and bring a hateful agenda in this state, I'm going to stand ready to stand up and fight for the way we do things here.
That includes protecting a woman's right to health care and welcoming immigrants. I'm Ed Donohue.
The Justice Department's unsealed criminal charges in a thwarted Iranian plot to kill President-elect Trump before this week's election. A criminal complaint alleges an unnamed official in Iran's Revolutionary Guard instructed a contact in September to put together a plan to surveil and ultimately kill Trump. A federal judge has blocked Illinois' ban on semi-automatic weapons. It was adopted after a gunman killed 7 people at a July 4th parade in 2022 in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park. In Southern California's Ventura County, fire officials are reporting progress against the mountain fire, 7% containment, but it's destroyed 132 structures so far. And in Seattle, police have arrested a man after 5 people were stabbed in the city's downtown this afternoon. A total of 10 have been stabbed over the past 2 days. This is AP News. Week 10 already in the NFL. It kicked off last night with an AFC North clash, and Craig Heist was there in Baltimore.
Lamar Jackson threw for 4 touchdowns, 3 in the fourth quarter, and the defense had to stop a 2-point conversion as the Ravens came from a 21-7 deficit in the second half and held on to beat the Bengals 35-34. The Ravens improved to 7-3 on the year. Jackson threw for 290 yards. Joe Burrow threw for 4 scores and 428 yards in another shootout between the two quarterbacks.
I just know that's a great quarterback over there. You know, it's a lot of great quarterbacks in the league, not just us two, you know. But it's a divisional game. I just know it's going to be a dogfight with regardless, because he got dog in him.
Bengals wideout Ja'Marr Chase caught 11 passes for 268 yards and 3 touchdowns. The Bengals fall to 4-6. Craig Heist, Baltimore.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.